Joining us now, able to squeeze him in before the close of the program, but very grateful he could make time for us, as always, House Majority Leader Nathaniel Ledbetter from Rainesville. Representative Ledbetter, how are you today?
Now I'm good, Jeff. I'm good. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks. Thank you for coming on. Just wanted to we've been talking a lot about what's going on in the Senate, but I thought it was important to kind of get a feel, grasp of what's going on in the lower chamber. It just seems to me, while the headlines are coming out of the Senate, you guys are just seem to really be busy at work getting things done. You were probably really going through a lot of the priority stuff or the low-hanging fruit that you could get out of the way, just in the event that the session were called off for, you know, pandemic reasons or whatever it might be.
Yeah, we have. I mean, that's what we've tried to do. And I think so far we've been successful in doing that. We passed out the general fund budget this Tuesday, and we got some state agency bills coming up on next Tuesday. So today will be probably a short day. But I think all in all, we've been very fortunate to be able to do what we've done and get in the number of bills that we've got in during, you know, the pandemic. And I think protocol has been helpful as how we've been able to do it in the House and the whole building as far as that goes. So it's been certainly, I think so far, knock on wood, it's worked, and we hope to continue down that road. We'll go another week next week, and then we'll be able to take a week off and evaluate where we're at and where we'll need to go from here.
Yeah, things have gone exceptionally well. I think you had one member there at the very, very beginning that tested positive, but since then, the threat or the fears, they haven't been exactly as, or maybe as bad as one might have thought that they could have been.
Well, you're exactly right. We had we had testing when we first come in, and after the first week or so there, we took a break and kind of evaluated. After 2 weeks, took a break, seen how we were doing, and come back in after that week and had testing again. So I think that certainly helped. Of course, every morning when you come in, you have to have your temperature checked, and everybody that enters the building has to go through the same protocol. So there's no question, you know, we've been lucky, and hopefully we can continue down that path.
Well, the protocols, you're very spaced out throughout the state house, the chamber, so you got a lot of members at the balcony, some in the overflow room. Is that system held up?
It has. You know, we had we'd gotten the iPads for them to vote on, and it's been a lot better using those pads, and we got microphones set up in those areas and the upper chamber, so, or the viewing area, so that's been very beneficial, and it seems to move rather smoothly. We've had very few hiccups, and I think everybody knows the situation and is willing to work through it so we can see things get back to normal.
Well, I guess the next thing is there's a lot of they may not be big ticket in the grand scheme of things, but they certainly captivate a lot of media attention. And do you see medical marijuana, the lottery or gaming are, the things that will really get the headlines here lately, rolling back some of the executive authority or changing the way the state handles health emergencies. Is that, or, you know, we'll see the Confederate statues or Memorial Preservation Act. Do you see some of that, those more headline grabbing things being on the horizon?
Yeah, I think there will be some of those. I don't know how much of them is going to, you know, be able to get through the House. I know medical marijuana is in committee, I think, yesterday, and it'll move from one committee to another, which is kind of unusual. The Speaker had asked two different committees to look at just to put more eyes on it, and I do expect it to get on the floor and have a healthy debate, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there. The gaming issue, you know, everybody knows it, yes, but now I didn't make it through the Senate. It lacked a couple of votes, but, you know, we'll see where we go from here. I think there's already been other proposals out there, and it would not surprise me if the governor didn't do something as well. So, the issue with gaming is we've already got it in the state without question. So there is some issues about regulating it. So that's one of the problems that we need to try to take care of. And I think, you know, the more the discussion and the more opportunity to have to see everything that's involved in that, you know, the clearer it's going to get. But we'll see how it goes. You know, we'll continue to work through that process and try to vet everything as well as we can and try to put the best piece of legislation on the floor and after the debate, see how the members feel about it.
Are you content with the Senate taking the lead here, it seems, on a lot of this? It was hard to really see any, there was no sponsor in the House, or no one really, or was it just a matter of letting the Senate do that aspect of it and then maybe seeing where that led you? But are you surprised that no one in the House is really taking the lead on gaming?
Yeah. Well, we had a sponsor in the House, but Dale had been working on it for a number of months, and it was kind of one of those things that he had pieced together, and, you know, we had conversations with him all along, and had met as a leadership group Thursday after we got out of session, went over a lot of things he was discussing, come back Monday and continue to talk about some different issues and negotiate that, and I think at the end of the day he decided to put just what he had originally had as far as the lottery. He seemed to think he had the votes at one time, but people have the reason that they vote, whether it be for or against, and I guess, you know, there were more that necessarily didn't see the right direction it was going or didn't like the direction it's going. I don't know. Of course, it's a constitutional amendment, which requires 2/3. So, you know, even though he had a 19-13 vote, he didn't have enough to put it on the ballot. But so we'll see how it goes. Now, I think Dale had actually chosen to take that lead earlier on when he picked it up after probably stepping down from the pro tem position. It was something he wanted to work on because he has a passion for expanding broadband, and I think he felt like that was the way to do it.
Yeah, he really, I guess, took the lead on it. But you seemed pretty sure that there's going to be time on the calendar for a lot of this. It's just a matter of not if, but when.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to see more of that come, and I certainly think we got time on the calendar to do that. And hey, who's to say that we won't come back in a special? I know we've got a lot of things on the table. We got the reapportionments. Going to have to come up after we get the census numbers in. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see at least one or two specials, but certainly feel like one of them coming. And who knows, you know, the governor could put something in a call for us to look at this gaming pack. I mean, it makes sense sometimes when you do that on big issues, just simply because there's not so much noise all around. I mean, that's one thing you got to focus on is what's in the call and all the other issues that always surrounds the session. We got hundreds of bills that's been filed, so that kind of alleviates some of that, and you can kind of focus in on the big issue. So that would not surprise me that could happen.
Well, a special session, though, you obviously would have more. I guess the governor would be more involved because typically with this, it seems it's a constitutional amendment. You don't really need to go through the governor per se, or she's not involved as much, but you seem to think that she may be leaning in that direction.
Well, I think the thing about it is, you know, with the casinos already being in the state and some of the gaming issues that we already have, she sees that, you know, there's a lot of money that's being spent in the state that state's not been able to get anything from. I mean, they're not capturing any of those funds. And once we could, you know, if we could get some type of contact, we could do that. She sees that. I mean, that's a lot of money that's been left out there. And the people in my district certainly, I think, want to vote on the lottery issue. I think that's, you know, polling show that. As you talk around my district and different parts of the state, they just want a chance to vote. And at the end of the day, I mean, this is the people's choice. I mean, well, all we can do is put it on the ballot. They voted up or down. I mean, it's their choice. And I think a lot of people are just ready to put it to rest, however it goes, in the general public. So, and from that standpoint, I'm not one of – I told somebody today, gambling bores me to death. I can't even play roulette. I just get bored doing it. But people do it, and they enjoy it, and that's fine. And I certainly – would be willing to give them the right to vote. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with ever letting people vote.
Finally, we just got a couple more minutes here, Leader. A lot of talk about the looking back at COVID-19 and the lessons to be learned about the state's handling of it. The legislature at the time didn't have a lot of say about what was going on. Obviously, an emergency situation. The executive takes the lead. But now that we have had some time to look at how things have gone, there's a couple of measures out there. One would allow you guys to be able to call yourself into special session. That seems to be from the fallout of this. And then others are just more, maybe more oversight or redoing the way that agency works within state government, the Alabama Department of Public Health. Looking back at it, is it time to start considering some of these measures?
Well, I think they certainly deserve looking at. I know one came out last week out of the House from Representative Keel that makes all business essential. And I agree with that. I mean, we shouldn't pick winners and losers. And one of the arguments that they talked about that day was the fact, you know, with a lot of the small businesses open, it actually separates the crowd rather than keeping two or three major box stores open where everybody has to congregate in one area. So I certainly agree with that and voted for it. And we got it out of the House. We'll see how it goes in the Senate. There's some other measures I think deserves to be looked at. I mean, we've never been in this situation before, and it's certainly hard to be critical of anybody that's trying to lead during this difficult times. But I do think out of it, we can take measures that if we were to ever be in that situation again, it would be better for the general public. And I think that's our job. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. So I certainly think that some of those need to be looked at, need to be studied, and you know, we'll vet them on the floor when they come to us, and the members will get a chance to hear what the sponsor has to say about it. And I think you'll see some changes. I don't think there's any question about that. And it's not throwing stones at anybody because we're in a difficult situation, but it's seeing a need and taking care of that need. And I think I respect the sponsors for that, and I think everybody should. I mean, it's trying to make a bad situation better. And some of them I think will succeed. There'll be one or two that may not, but I think we'll see some changes.
Well, I guess should the legislature have the ability to call itself into special session? Should there be at least an avenue, I guess, for that? Because I've heard it from both sides. Some think it might be just kind of an overreach given the environment we're in right now.
Yeah. That's a good question. And I think there is certain times that the legislature should be able to call itself in. But I think it's got to require a number, you know, over two-thirds or whatever the number should be. I don't think, you know, just a handful of people should do it, but I do think there's certain circumstances that come up that, the body was in, we could make some changes. But I think it takes a little bit, you know, I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I think it takes a little bit of pressure on the executive branch. Because there's some decisions that's tough that everybody could weigh in on it and get a clear view instead of maybe just looking at it with a staff.
Representative, we're up against a hard break. We're out of time for the show, but I thank you for making time for us, and we'll have to do this again real soon.
Sounds good. I appreciate that. Anytime, give me a call.
Thank you. That was House Majority Leader Nathaniel Ledbetter.